Why do you go when you want to know what's new to do and who is who?
Studio Classroom is the place to be.
Come along and you will see connecting is the thing to do. Give your life a different view.
You can learn and you can share with people living everywhere.
Studio Classroom, the place to learn.
The place to grow.
Stay tuned and watch the show.
Hello and welcome to Studio Classroom. My name is Gabe.
And I'm Carolyn.
And your English will improve today. We're talking about new ways to shop for clothes. Well, of course, many people go shopping. We all need to wear clothes, right? You have to go out and buy your clothes. Do you enjoy shopping for clothes? Carolyn, do you like shopping for clothes?
Well, in the U.S., I love to go shopping for clothes. I love looking for great deals and finding clothes that are really nice and not expensive. But in Taiwan, Taipei, I don't really like clothes shopping.
Wait a minute. Why don't you like clothes shopping? Is it just more expensive here?
Well, it's more expensive. The styles are very different, and it's harder to find things in my size.
Okay, well, there are different reasons why you might like shopping somewhere, but not somewhere else. For me, do I like shopping for clothes? You know, I like buying new clothes, but I don't like the time that it takes. I don't like going through every shop and trying on all these different clothes. I think it could take a lot of time. Well, what about you? Maybe you like shopping for clothes. We're going to be learning about new ways to shop for clothes. Let's get started.
New ways to shop for clothes. Some retailers are creating new in-store experiences. More and more shoppers are buying things online these days, allowing them to avoid aggressive salespeople and long lines at checkout counters. In spite of online convenience, however, there are some items, like clothes, that customers prefer to examine before buying. In light of this, two companies are finding ways to modernize stores and bridge the gap between online and in-store retail. A software company that also happens to sell designer jeans, Pointer has created a fast and painless shopping experience for its customers. The company is led by Dr. Nadia Shorabora, a former tech executive at Amazon.
Hello, friends. This is your Word Lady Ellen. Have you ever wished you could try on that shirt from that online store? Or maybe a pair of pants? In today's article, we'll learn all about how two companies are leading the way to make this possible. Let's take a look at our keywords for the day before we begin. Retailer. Retailer is a noun. Best Buy is a retailer in America that sells TVs, computers, and other kinds of electronics. Modernize. Modernize is a verb. Pam decided to modernize her apartment by changing furniture and painting the walls. Painless. Painless is an adjective. Sam was glad that registering for classes in college was a painless experience. Activate. Activate is a verb. Don't try to use your new credit card unless you activate it. Your more information words are bridge the gap. Bridge the gap is an idiom. Shoot. Shoot is a noun. Let's jump right in.
Okay, well, let's go back to the beginning of our lesson. We read a sentence, some retailers are creating new in-store experiences. And right away, we have a word from our word bank. Retailer. Retailer sells things. Now, a retailer, whether it's a company or a person, they sell products in small quantities directly to customers.
That's right. So if you want to go shopping, you might go to the mall. There are many retailers in the mall. Each store is a retailer.
That's right. Now, where do retailers get their products to sell? Often they get them from wholesalers, W-H-O-L-E, S-A-L-E-R. And wholesalers sell in large quantities. They might sell to many different retailer stores. Okay, so we're learning about retail stores now and stores that sell clothing. Let's read our first sentence here. More and more shoppers are buying things online these days, allowing them to avoid aggressive salespeople and long lines at checkout counters. Well, Carolyn, do you like those things? Aggressive salespeople, long lines?
I like avoiding them. I don't really like people telling me what things I should buy or hovering next to me or waiting in a long line to pay for my purchase.
Yeah, I think that most of us would agree these things are kind of unpleasant. Well, Steve and Ken are waiting in the information cloud for us right now. Let's go and see what they have to say.
You know, one thing in life that I absolutely hate is waiting in line. Or, as the British would say, waiting in a queue.
Me too. Either a line or a queue, it's no fun to wait in one. And what's even worse than waiting in line? Seeing someone cut in line, or as the British would say, jump the queue.
Line cutting is considered rude and selfish. If you cut in line, you'll be regarded as having no manners.
We also need to be aware of how people line up. Sometimes in a bank, post office, pharmacy, or airport, there might be several service points for customers. But instead of forming a separate line in front of each of the service points, everyone just waits in one single line.
And then, when a service point opens up, the next person in line can leave the line and go to that service point.
That's right. In places like airport immigration or check-in counters, there's often a sign that says, "Please wait here for the next available agent."
And that's where you should wait. When a service point opens up, the agent will either call you out or wave for you to go up to him or her.
正在课文讲到 long lines at checkout counters. 这里的 line 指的是队伍, 但这个是美国人的用法。 英国人将队伍称为 queue, Q-U-E-U-E, queue. 我们排队时最不喜欢看到的就是有人 cut in line, 插队。 英国人称之为 jump the queue。 讲到排队，我们必须懂得正确排队的方法。在许多的地方，像机场、银行、邮局，通常会有好几个提供服务的窗口或柜台，但并不是每一个柜台前都有一个队伍。我们会注意到队伍呢只有一排，那你排到的第一位的时候呢，你就可能看到有一个牌子，上面写着 "Please wait here for the next available agent." 请在这里等候下一个 服务人员，那这也就是你必须等候的地方，不要再往前走了。这就是今天的Info Cloud，我们下次云端见。Thank
you guys. Well, you know, you don't have to line up online. You don't have to wait. And we continue reading. In spite of online convenience, however, there are some items like clothes that customers prefer to examine before buying.
Well, like me, I prefer to examine or try on my clothes before I buy them. Let's look at a phrase at the beginning of this sentence. In spite of online convenience. That means even with online convenience, I'm still going to do something else. I could say, we're planning to go hiking and there's a storm outside. Okay, it's stormy weather. In spite of the storm, we're still going to go hiking.
Yes, so it means that even though one thing is true, that doesn't mean that you won't do something else. You won't let that prevent you from doing something else. And here we're talking about the convenience of online shopping. It's great, it's easy, but even though you can buy clothes online, a lot of people still prefer to go to retail stores.
Okay, and we continue in light of this. Two companies are finding ways to modernize stores and bridge the gap between online and in-store retail. There's a lot to look at from that sentence. Let's take a look at our keyword, modernize. If you modernize something, That means you're doing something in a way that is modern, that people can access. That's easy for people living in today's world.
That's right. So if you modernize your kitchen, you bring it up to date with the latest appliances, the latest technology. Maybe you get a new microwave, a new stove, one that is electric or gas, but very new and modern. I know modern washing machines often play music. You don't have to scrub your clothes by hand anymore. You can use a modern washing machine.
Well, maybe I should get myself a modern washing machine. I could modernize my apartment. Well, you can modernize different things in life. Well, we also see the phrase here to bridge the gap. That means there's kind of a space, okay, and you need to bridge that. You need to create a bridge. That's what these retail stores are trying to do.
That's right. And right now it is time for Liz to bridge a gap for us and look at this phrase in light of this.
Hi there, friends. Thanks for joining me here at the Grammar Gym. My name is Liz. In our article today, we see this statement. In light of this, two companies are finding ways to modernize stores. That's our grammar tip sentence. And today we're looking at the phrase at the beginning of the sentence, in light of. It's an idiom that means considering or because of. So today's sentence just means, because of this, two companies are finding ways to modernize stores. Here are some more example sentences. In light of the investigation, witnesses have been asked not to say anything to the media. Or, in light of the recent discoveries in the laboratory, scientists are positive they can find a cure for the rare disease. If you'd like to see some more example sentences, they're available in today's Grammar Tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. That's all the time we have for today. This is Liz from the Grammar Gym. See you next time.
Thank you, Liz. Now let's continue. A software company that also happens to sell designer jeans, Hointer, has created a fast and painless shopping experience for its customers. This place, this company, happens to sell designer jeans. Well, let's take a look at that phrase. Now, Hointer is a software company. They don't usually, or they didn't, sell jeans, but now they happen to sell designer jeans.
That's right. So if something happens to do something else, then it's not really expected. You wouldn't think it to be very logical. So here you have a software company that happens to sell jeans. It's a little bit strange. They don't seem to go together. Mm-hmm. It just happens to be true.
That's right. And we're learning about Hointer here. Now, they have a fast and painless shopping experience. Let's look at that word from our word bank, painless. Well, you can kind of guess what this means. It's without pain. Sometimes when people are shopping and there are rude salespeople or long lines, you might hear someone say, "Oh, this is such a pain." Well, this is a painless experience at Hointer.
That's right. And here it's not talking about physical pain. Mm-hmm. It's talking about effort. Is it difficult? So if something is not difficult, you can say it is painless.
That's right. Well, we're continuing to learn here about the company's leader. The company is led by Dr. Nadia Shorabura, a former tech executive at Amazon. This is Amazon.com, where you can buy things online. Well, we have more to learn about Hointer after our break, but first, let's learn something with Michelle.
Hi, everyone. I'm Michelle. 这篇文章的第一个重点，我们看 modernize 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 modern 现代的这个形容词，所以动词 modernize 是指使现代化。例如 ，The bank did a great job modernizing its customer service system. 这家银行在客服系统的现代化上有很好的成效。或者是 the company needs to modernize if it wants to stay competitive. 如果这家公司要保持竞争力就必须现代化。继续我们看的是 bridge the gap 这个成语。Bridge 当名词是指桥梁，在这里当动词是指连接起来。Gap 是指裂口或缺口，所以 Bridge the gap 就是指消除隔阂或分歧。例如 ,the policy was designed to bridge the gap between the rich and the poor. 这个政策是设计要来弥补富人与穷人之间的差异。或者是 ,the book talks about ways to bridge the generation gap. 这本书讨论如何消除代沟。Today we are talking about new ways to shop for clothes and how technology will be changing your shopping experience in the future. Well, today we've been talking about retailers and how they're trying to change that in-store experience. Do you feel frustrated by aggressive salespeople or waiting in long lines? Pointer is a company that may have a solution for your shopping needs. We will continue learning more about this online software company that happens to sell designer jeans.
New ways to shop for clothes. Shoppers walk into a Pointer store and select one of the many pairs of jeans hanging down from bars.Then they point their smartphones at the tag and activate the Pointer app, after which they select the size and press Try On. The app then directs them to a specific dressing room. German-made robots retrieve the desired jeans and deliver them through a chute to the dressing room in about 30 seconds. Immediately after unwanted pairs of jeans are dropped through another chute, the outbox,They disappear from the list in the app.
Well, this is certainly a unique shopping experience. Let's go back to the beginning of this section. We're learning about Pointer and what you can do there. Shoppers walk into a Pointer store and select one of the many pairs of jeans hanging down from bars.What kind of bars? Well, of course, if you walk into a clothing store, clothes will usually be hanging from hangers from bars.
That's right. But this is very different from a normal store. Instead of having the clothes all together, you can't really see them. They are spread out very clearly, each with their own space. Now, when you walk in and you see these jeans hanging, then the next step...Then, they point their smartphones at the tag and activate the Pointer app, after which they select the size and press Try On.
All right, so you're not just taking your wallet shopping with you, you're also taking your smartphone. And you point your smartphone at the tag because there is a QR code. Many things have QR codes these days.And you can download the QR code app or the QR reader onto your smartphone. And you can point it at the tag to activate the Pointer app. Let's look at our key word there, activate. When you activate something, well, it means you make it become active so that you can start using it.
That's right. So if you activate it, then you start it. It can begin. And here you want to activate the app so that the app will start working and you can begin this process of trying on these jeans. I'm not sure how you're supposed to try on jeans with your phone, Gabe.
Well, I think we're going to continue learning about this. But first I want to say you can use the word activate.In other ways, for instance, if you get a new debit card or credit card, often your bank will tell you you need to get in online, sign up online, or call so that you can activate your card, so you can begin using it. But Carolyn, yes, let's continue learning about how all of this works. We continue here. The app then directs them to a specific dressing room. Okay, so still...You don't have your clothes in your hand. You're just being told to go to a certain dressing room.
That's right. And we find out what is waiting for you in the dressing room. German-made robots retrieve the desired jeans and deliver them through a chute to the dressing room in about 30 seconds. So maybe the time it takes you to walk from the jeans you were looking at and you
clicked your little phone so that it read the QR code, mm-hmm. press try on. By the time you get to the dressing room, your jeans are waiting for you.
That's right. Now those Germans, they think of everything. There are these German-made robots that retrieve your desired clothes. They get these clothes, the clothes that you want, and they're waiting for you. They send them through a chute. This is an interesting word I don't use every day, but it's kind of a passageway of some kind, a chute. Actually, there's a game that I used to play when I was a kid called Chutes and Ladders. Did you ever play that game, Carolyn?
I didn't really play it very often, but I find it interesting that they use a chute for these jeans mm-hmm. because some houses in the U.S. have laundry chutes. You put your dirty clothes in the laundry chute, and they come out next to the washer and dryer, mm-hmm. instead of having to carry your laundry from one room to another.
My grandfather's house had laundry chutes in different places in the house. It's very convenient. Well, we're talking about the chutes that send the clothes to your dressing room in about 30 seconds, very fast. And we read here, immediately after unwanted pairs of jeans are dropped through another chute, the outbox. Okay, the unwanted or the undesired clothes are tossed into the outbox. They disappear from the list in the app.
Well, that sounds very cool. So it sounds like all of the jeans in this store have a special chip in them as part of this system so that your phone, when you activate the Hointer app, it knows which jeans you are trying on. And then when you decide that you don't want them, you don't actually tell anyone. Mm-hmm. You just put them in the outbox or another chute, and then they are no longer on your list on your phone.
Well, it sounds like Hointer is really trying to bridge the gap. People love using their smartphones and they love shopping online. Here you can take your smartphone and also go to the store to shop. Well, it's time for us to learn something with Michelle in the language lab, and then we'll be right back.
好，接下来我们看的是 activate 这个动词。我们看到这个字里面有 act, A-C-T, 行动这个动词，所以 activate 是指启动。例如 the security system has already been activated, 保全系统已经启动了。或者是 you need to enter your PIN code in order to activate your credit card, 你必须输入个人密码才能够将信用卡开卡。最后我们看的是 shoot 这个名词 ,shoot 是指陡坡道、斜槽或者是滑道。例如 there's a shoot in the building for the residents to throw away their garbage,公寓中有一个让住户丢垃圾的滑道，或者是 one of the emergency chutes on the airplane was jammed, 飞机其中的一个紧急滑道卡住了，或者是 the laundry chute in the hotel goes directly down to the laundry room, 旅馆的衣物滑落槽直接通到洗衣房。 And now back to our lesson.
Well, today we've talked a lot aboutHointer, a software company that also happens to sell designer jeans. And we learned a lot about the process of what happens when you go to shop at Hointer. It sounds very convenient. Carolyn, does this sound interesting to you? Would you like to shop in this way?
Well, I think that this is a very interesting way to shop. Now, first I would need to get a smartphone. But
yes.
After I do that...I think that this would be a very interesting experience, and I would like to at least try it.
It sounds like something that I would like to try as well. Yes, you do need to modernize your lifestyle and get a smartphone so that you can shop at Hointer. Well, thank you for joining us today, and of course, we have more to learn about new ways to shop for clothes next time, right here at Studio Classroom.
See you!
I am so proud to have you in my life, a good friend. Last, a lifetime.